This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. These are the voices of boy sopranos from St. Paul's Choir School in Cambridge. The song is from their first CD called Christmas in Harvard Square. The CD is near the top of the classical Billboard charts, which is a thrill for the school's director of music, John Robinson. Robinson arranged the music for several of the tracks, mixing some rare traditional holiday music with more familiar songs.
So that was a fascinating challenge to be able to come up with new material there for hymns which are so famous and which everybody knows so well. That was quite challenging.
The CD contains 19 songs. Three are widely known Christmas carols. The rest include contemporary works by British composers, German carols translated to English, and centuries-old Latin hymns.
There's a brand new composition called I Sing of a Maiden, which is a medieval text from the 15th century, which has been set by a number of composers before, but it's worked so perfectly. What I did with that was to create a kind of refrain of Ave Maria, in which comes out throughout the whole piece. And the effect of that is to create a very meditative kind of mood, which then contrasts with the way that the boy's line just sort of goes higher throughout the whole piece until the end, so that it creates a kind of an arch-like structure.
About 40 boys in grades 4 through 8 attend St. Paul's Choir School, which is the only Catholic boys' choir school in the United States. The boys have two rehearsals every day and sing at daily Mass. The school also has a reputation for rigorous academics, which include Latin, piano, and classical music. Most of the boys were not familiar with this type of music before coming to the school.
We realize that in most cultures, boys of this age are not going to have had very much exposure to classical singing, especially to liturgical classical singing. So we're really looking for boys who seem lively and intelligent and who are going to be able to learn all of that really from day one when they arrive.
My name is Colin Lapis and I'm 11 years old. I've been here for about 2.5 years now. This is my third year. And it's a very unique experience to sing in the choir, given that it's the only kind in the country and not a lot of boys get to do it.
Colin's family moved here from the D.C. area so he could attend St. Paul's.
In the bleak midwinter.
And Colin sings solos. Here he is during a recent rehearsal for the choir's Christmas concerts.
Earth stood hard as iron.
But on the CD version of this song, a different boy sings that solo. And that's because of an inevitable challenge with the voices of boys this age who eventually must switch to a different choir.
We had boys who just made this fantastic Christmas recording, Christmas in Harvard Square, and then the very next month, their voices were down in their boots and they couldn't do anything. So, you know, it's certainly a part of life here.
So you just accommodate, basically, right?
Yeah, accommodate and reassure and sympathise, yeah.
Hi, my name is Thomas Potts. I'm 11 years old. I've been here for 2.5 years at the St. Paul's Choir School. My favorite song is Jesus Christ the Apple Tree because it's very pure, because it's the boys and the boys only, no organ, no nothing.
Making a CD has thrown a bit of show business into the boys' usually quiet but demanding schedules. Recently, they went on a press tour in New York City.
It was just a great experience. It was fun going to those places. And, you know, you had to be kind of serious, but still.
Thomas is serious about music, and he plans to pursue a musical career after all this singing. John Robinson hopes the CD will help spread the word about boys' choirs and this type of education, which is common in his native England.
Really, we're looking to try and inspire other people to start founding choir schools. I mean, part of the reason I came to America is that it seems like a blue touch paper waiting to be lit chorally. It seems like it's going to explode once people get this sense of how it can be done.
The voices accompanying the boys on some of these songs are the men who sing with them at Sunday Mass at St. Paul's in Cambridge. For more about the choir, go to our website, wbur.org.